students and families gathered at the UNT Dallas campus for national night out celebrations that included marching band music, crafts, and food. They also heard from a host of speakers. Attorney General Loretta Lynch told the crowd she was proud of the Dallas Police Department for making strides to bridge the gaps between police and communities they serve. Community policing, she said, is a two-part process. It takes a commitment from the community and a commitment from the police to work together and do right. She says she hopes other cities can follow Dallas's example.
No matter where you live, no matter what you do, no matter what the history is, all of us, when we are in trouble, we want to call the police for help. And we want that response to come, and we want it to come quickly, and we want it to come in a way that uplifts the whole community. Everybody wants that.
While Lynch came to Dallas to highlight the gains that have been made in community policing, she acknowledged that police reforms are coming in the midst of a continued drumbeat of high-profile killings of African Americans by police officers. She told reporters it's not a new issue, but she said sustained media coverage and social media have made the killings and shootings more visible.
We've seen people from all backgrounds and walks of life be concerned about this issue. We've seen law enforcement stepping into the issue, into the dialogue as well, discussing whether situations were handled correctly or not. And it's given us an opportunity to move forward and make some real progress on these issues.
Lynch also said she wanted to come here to pay her respects to the families of the officers killed when a gunman opened fire on police in downtown Dallas in July. She praised the city and its police department for showing strength and resilience after the shooting. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.